A week, Professor, is a very short time. A week is a very short time. What can you do in a week that would actually boost somebody's IQ by 10 points? I really am curious.
Well, we give them about 90 to 95 hours of training in that week. The days are typically 12 to 14 hours a day.
Huh.
And some of the time is spent in soundproof chambers, listening to a surround sound musical environment where the musical sounds are driven by brain activity at different places on the head.
Sounds pleasant so far.
Oh, yes. At two-minute intervals, the sounds stop, and you open your eyes and see scores that light up on the screen that tell you how much energy your brain put out at different locations.
Really?
And they're coded by color. So if you've set a new high for the day, that score will be green.
It's
so
measuring...
you don't have to remember the numbers.
All right, now it's measuring your brain's energy?
Energy, yes. Actually, it's the square root of energy. It's the amplitude, but, yeah, it relates directly to energy.
What are you actually measuring?
The alpha waves.
The alpha waves.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And they were the first brain waves discovered. They were discovered by Hans Berger, an Austrian psychiatrist, in 1908. The reason he went looking for them, he'd been involved as a soldier in some war, and he, like, his horse fell on him, he almost died. And his sister, back in Austria, knew instantly all the details of what had happened to him. So when he got home, I think she had this all written down, all of a sudden he realized that there is something to ESP. He went looking for it. But using the primitive technology of the day, all he could discover were the biggest brainwaves, alpha. That's why he called them alpha. They were the first ones found. They're neither the fastest nor the slowest, but they're usually the biggest. And he kept it a secret for 10 years because he thought it was the basis of ESP, and he restudied it and researched it.
No kidding. No
finally
kidding.
Published in 1918.
Okay, alpha wave. So you give a person during this feedback so that they know when they're in an alpha wave state.
Yes.
Is that what it is about? And so when you know you're in an alpha wave state, you identify what you're feeling and doing to be there, and you then do it more frequently, and you're able to build the power or the amount of alpha waves.
Yes, exactly right. And
okay.
Those alpha waves correlate, depending on where on the head they increase, with reductions of psychopathology, in other words, anxiety, paranoia, depression, schizophrenia, all of these negative personality traits, each one of them can be reduced by learning a pattern of alpha increases, you know, with a different set of sites on the head. It's like a map.
Doctor, wouldn't that suggest that there would then perhaps be treatment for some psychological disorders with this?
Absolutely.
Yes.
In 78, I published a paper in Science which demonstrated that you could take people at the extreme high end of anxiety,
yes,
give them alpha feedback training,
yes,
and they could end up below average in anxiety.
My goodness.
This was thought to be
And that was published
possible.
In Science.
In Science magazine, yeah.
And
7778.
And this was what you just described, was that the way you did it?
The technology has continuously improved.
But then, is it the way you did it? By you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, by teaching people to increase their alpha brainwaves. Now, to do this really quickly, we embed the feedback in another process, which involves depth interviews. People interact with a computerized mood scale program, which asks them to describe both before and after their feedback training,
okay,
how they feel in relationship to hundreds of adjectives. They're wired up while they're doing this.
Right.
And the computer can tell that if they give an answer, which they might think is true, like, let me tell you a story. We had a CEO of a billion-dollar corporation in the training.
Huh.
He was in the training with four people. And on the end of the first day, when they came out of the chamber, the first thing they do is they tell their stories, they get interviewed, they get some coaching.
Sure.
And then we go and review their mood scales. Well, when I opened his mood scales, I saw that the top of the list, the word was angry. And his answer was zero. He put zero on angry. But the computer wasn't buying that, and it expressed its doubt in terms of number of sigmas. One sigma is a 68% chance a person's answer is wrong. Two sigmas, 95%. Three sigmas, 99.5%. This guy had five sigmas.
Five
sigmas.
So he was lying through his billion-dollar teeth.
Yeah, but not consciously. Because in his conscious mind, he was not angry. A Okay, so because he didn't think he was angry, he couldn't do any work to fix it. So I ask him, I give him this explanation, you know, the computer can detect emotions that exist within you below the level of your conscious awareness.
So wait, let me jump ahead. So angry was a normal state for him?
But not one that he was consciously aware of.
Nevertheless.
Yes, oh, absolutely. So I said, you know, the computer can detect emotions below the level of your conscious awareness. And then I asked, is there anything that you're angry about?
Yes.
And he loudly and angrily yelled, no! So, of course, you know...
No, I'm not angry. Get out of my face.
Exactly.
I feel great.
The training is gentle. It's non-confrontational. It startled everybody in the room the way he yelled it. It was so loud and so angry.
Yes.
When I started praising women's intuition, he was married, and I was going to ask the question, what would your wife say if we asked her if there was anything that you're angry about? Well, he's a bright guy, and he figured out where I was going, and even before I got to ask the question, he again loudly and angrily yelled no.
No, really.
And so we very quickly went through his mood scales, because every single item where the computer, you know, had a disagreement with his answer, the answer was no. So, okay, we put him aside, we go to the next person. There are three people in the training.
Yes.
Okay, now we get to maybe the first or the second item, and the person will pause and sniffle a little, and a tear will come out of their eye.
Oh, really?
And I'll say, okay, well, what's the story behind that? It's something that they had denied, but it was in them. The computer detected it, and when you ask them about it, they can bring it up, talk about it. It's cathartic. It's very healing. And at the end of the day, he could see that every one of the other three people had grown by dealing with this stuff. Okay, so day two, he comes in. Now, he opens his vest from his three-piece suit, and he takes out and unfolds a long list. It's everything that he's angry about. Now, in psychotherapy, this might be year 20, or if you have a good patient, a good therapist, maybe year two, he's in touch with his issues now.
Yes.
So here's what we tell him to do. Go into the chamber, get your alpha going, and then bring to mind somebody from your angry list. And he does this. And when he does, he gets angry, which means his alpha drops. It gets quiet in there. The scores go down. And he's going, well, what's wrong? What's happening here? And he goes, what'd they tell me to do? Forgiveness. Forgiveness? I'm not going to forgive that son of a gun. He gets really angry. Tones get really quiet. And the scores go down to double digits. I mean, they were triple or four-digit numbers.
Yes, people just cannot think logically when they're angry. It is an emotion that's like a red blanket in front of a bull. You know, they lose all reasoning power.
They live in their ego. And so then, but you see, CEOs of billion-dollar companies don't want the numbers to go down.
Mm.
So he's caught between his justified anger and the fact that he's failing. So he goes, okay, and he angrily then tries to do forgiveness. Well, guess what? That doesn't work. So then he goes reluctantly trying to forgive, and that too doesn't work. So then he's sitting there in the muddle, just trying things, and all of a sudden he hears a tone, deedle, 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 and he goes, what was that? And then he realizes that during those 2 seconds where the tones came up, he was thinking about that guy he was angry about in a different way. So then he thinks about that guy in that way for the next two-minute epic, and all his scores light up green, meaning he set a new high for the day. So now he's like Superman. He has discovered his personal method of forgiveness.